Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
President Joe Biden, late yesterday evening, delivered what I think we might call the hard of hearing version of the State of the Union address. He kept yelling and yelling and yelling. It was really something to behold. I mean, I don't even know, my friends, what Joe Biden was sort of, I don't know, but maybe they need to take away the presidential Starbucks card or something. It just seems like he had a lot of caffeine or something else was causing him to race forward and race faster and faster and faster. And I got to tell you, I was really worried for a very long time during the speech on Thursday evening, folks. But welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome as we start into this Friday edition of the show. It's going to be chock full. I know I say that a lot, but it is really, really true tonight or this morning, depending on your time zone, of course. And we've got a lot to talk about. We will tell you about what happened in the State of the Union. We've got other news to talk about as well. We've got some great guests. Our great regular contributors are with us this evening. We'll be talking with Denise Simon. We'll be talking with Chris Markowski. We'll be talking with Frank Salvato as well. And also, of course, we'll talk with Patrick Hyland towards the end of the program this morning from the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer. I think you'll have some perspective as well on the State of the Union. Well, and here's the other thing, though, too, folks. And that is, a lot of people, I think, just did not want to watch the State of the Union. They may not have tuned in to the State of the Union. They may have simply said, you know, I'm just not going to bite. But of course, Joe Biden, I think, delivering just really what was obviously a campaign speech to the extreme. To the extreme. I heard, I think it was Jim Jordan. Was it Jim Jordan? I want to give credit where credit is due. Somebody had said it was the State of the Union or State of the Ukraine. He started off with the Ukraine thing. Well, we've got some audio quotes this morning. But I'll tell you what, folks, we've got a lot to talk about, as always. 949-822-7959, and that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you would like to comment on the State of the Union. In fact, got this great message to start us off with this morning. This is from Frederick, listening up in New York City, everybody, this morning. Good morning, Kyle. Happy Friday. It's 40 degrees here in New York. Yeah, that's cold, no doubt about it. Well, we've got about 52 here, but it's 40 degrees here in New York and not raining for a change. That's good. It says, I couldn't stomach watching the State of the Union tonight, so I'm relying on you and Denise to rip it apart with some common sense analysis. Well, thank you, Frederick. I appreciate it. And yes, we do aim to please. We will definitely be ripping it up because that's exactly what Joe Biden did. He kind of ripped everything up. You know, if you did watch the speech or if you've seen the clips, if you've seen some of the recaps, do you feel that this speech was an actual State of the Union? Was this something where or was this divisive? And when I talk about divisive, we've got an audio clip. And we'll start up here probably in the next segment after this, because this first segment of the program is a little bit shorter. When we talk about tearing it up and ripping it apart and being divisive, you know, Joe Biden's talking about Putin's on the march in Europe and democracy is basically under attack here at home. Really? Okay, this is the direction that he's going. But also, folks, this is the direction of the Democrat Party elite. This is the direction of the campaign. There's just no doubt about it. They laid out the blueprint for it yesterday evening. We've also got some great direct messages coming in. We got Uncle Rick listening on AM 930. He says a local show, Phil Dan, called President Trump the president in exile. Okay, very interesting. And he also says Senator Katie was great. She's a great speaker. He basically says so. Yes, I think the rebuttal went very, very well, by the way, because the rebuttal brought it down to where it needs to be. And that is, and I think she was doing this from her kitchen, and because that's where America gathers around to discuss things, to work out problems, to look at what's aptly called the kitchen table budget. And so I don't know that this speech spoke to people sitting at their kitchen tables. I really don't. I really do think that this was a really bad episode of the State of the Union overall. Also, we got Richard the Marine checking in this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 36 degrees, cloudy, great sunny day yesterday. Great show last night. Well, thank you, Richard. And he also says, of course, Semper Fi. So Semper Fi right back at you. I appreciate the compliment and the kind words. I really, really do. We've also got listener Joan listening up in Seattle this morning. She says, greetings to you and all your listeners, Kyle. It's 35 degrees right now after a sunny, cold day up here in Seattle. She says, as usual, looking forward to your take on the day's events. Happy weekend. Well, thank you, listener Joan. Appreciate it. Stay warm and a happy weekend to you as well. So, again, we're going to talk about the State of the Union, obviously. We'll be talking about it with Denise and Chris, and also, of course, Frank Silvato and Patrick Hyland as well. There's other things that are going on too. We'll intersperse those as best we can. But I'm telling you, this whole thing where Biden was just yelling the entire time, that wasn't energy. I mean, do you think that came off as being energetic, or do you think it came off as being somebody who was not happy with the way things are going? Not happy, obviously, with his poll numbers. And not happy with somehow he's not cakewalking to re-election. So there are a lot of freebies. There are a lot of these programs that will, you know, oh, by the way, if you just tax the rich their fair share in corporations, over 10 years, it'll make $500 billion. Didn't I tell you? It's all about, well, it's over 10 years. In 10 years' time, we'll blah, 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 blah. They always do that. I mean, it's it's getting old. It's getting old. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition is finally here. And we'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing through the Friday edition of the program. It is the day after now. Well, it's the aftermath of the State of the Union, and I so much appreciate Frederick's comment as well, saying he didn't have the stomach to watch this thing. Well, see, that's part of our job is, we watch this stuff for you. we watch it for you, and we can break it down. We can let you know where the relevant things happened and so forth. But, yeah, the speech went on for a little over an hour, about an hour and 7 minutes from one of the reports that I saw. I got to tell you, I think the speech probably would have gone on an hour and 30 minutes if Joe Biden wasn't talking so fast. If he wasn't just racing through, he was just really going, I'm telling you. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We've already got Mike, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, with us here on the phone this morning, calling in. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah.
Please don't be, we're in an election year, so I'm gonna remind people, do not be fooled by the bull garbage of this administration saying that inflation is down. If inflation was 9% last year and it goes down to 3% this year, that means that you're paying 12% more for whatever item than what you're paying 12% more now than what you were a year ago. Inflation did not go down. What Joe Biden did was set a new standard for pricing. So now that pizza with every topping on it that used to be $15 is now $30. That's the new norm, folks. The days of that pizza becoming $15 again are probably long gone forever. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mike and Clearwater. Good to hear from you this morning. That's the thing. And, what else? The other thing that's making the
the viral rounds, if I can say that three times fast. That's a tongue twister. And that is, of course, the idea of the $24 hamburger, fries, and Coke from Five Guys that's been making the rounds around the internet. But no, that's exactly right. See, that's what happens, even with the gas prices. The gas prices go super high up, and then they come down just a little bit, and you go, oh, good, they came down a little bit. But they're never going to, you know, under normal circumstances, ever really return down to where they were before. But also all the other stuff at the grocery store, for goodness sakes. Of course, the president took a swipe at the shrinkflation. He did all these things, by the way, and this is kind of the consensus, I think. He did all these things before even talking about or even mentioning the border. You know, really, the potato chip thing, that's the biggest problem we have, as opposed to the border. But Mike's exactly right. In fact, inflation, you know, the Fed, watch the Fed on this, too, because the Fed keeps saying, you know, we have to see some significant drops here before we'll ever cut the rates. I think there's a lot of pressure for them to cut the rates because it's an election year. I'm just saying that. Because it certainly seems to follow, doesn't it? But the idea, of course, is that even the Fed doesn't believe that inflation is somehow under control at all. But no, I don't think that we're going to see the return to the days when Mike's example of the pizza would ever kind of come back anytime soon. And guess what? Wages aren't there. They're not going to go up commensurately. And by the way, Joe Biden, you know, he's talking about taxing the corporations and everybody pay their make the corporations pay their fair share and so forth. That's an interesting sort of message that he has. But corporations, of course, companies, you know, vendors, they're going to raise their prices if they start to get taxed out of existence. I mean, or if they really start having a much larger tax burden. And really, from what I understand, it's not this way at all. You know, the top 1% pay about 45% of the taxes or something like that. So, I mean, honestly, folks, that's just a way. It's like when Barack Obama would talk about the Wall Street fat cats. You know, it's these Wall Street fat cats. And on it goes. So when Biden's talking about this kind of thing, what he's doing is instituting class warfare. He's trying to blame somebody else so that you will say, okay, it can't be the administration. It can't be the environment that they're creating. It must be bad companies because companies are bad, right? And so we're just going to continue this blame game. But by the way, you'll continue to suffer. You know, again, well, let's just tax corporations at 50%. Heck, 75%. Let's just go for the gusto. But prices would rise as a result of that, too. So what Biden was talking about, in my opinion, is not a reasonable sort of, approach to actually fixing any problem whatsoever. And by the way, I want to fly this in here real quick. It's just a quick quote. This is from Britt Hume over at Fox News. I always appreciate his analysis on things. And he has a way of putting this one because, again, what kind of a speech he's talking about, what kind of a speech, you know, could have been and what people were expecting. And if Biden had come in and done a pretty good speech that wasn't kind of crazy, right, and wasn't kind of, you know, just moving along, you know, at light speed or something, where he just talks so fast that he would slur his words or he would get his sentences sort of mixed up and so forth. That's not Uncle Joe. That's not just Uncle Joe. But let's listen in here briefly to Britt Hume.
Well, I thought it was a good chance he would make a smoothly delivered, mistake-free, no blunders, no stumbling speech tonight. The theme of it, of course, was that the country's on a great comeback. For a speech about a comeback, he didn't seem very happy about it, did he? He seemed angry. There was plenty of stumbling and slurring of words and all the rest of it that we've come to associate with him and taken as a sign of his senility and his advancing age and the effect that it has on a person. So I don't think he got out from under that at all. And I'm not sure that a person sitting at home tonight looking at the guy would think he was anything other than an angry old man. Now, if you're a partisan Democrat and you love the all the programmatic stuff he talked about, that was fine. And I guess if you didn't, you know, Democrats are worried about him, and I guess they're glad to see him up there showing some energy. But I'm not sure it was the kind of energy the public would want to see at a time like this in this country with people worried about so many things.
I thought that was pretty insightful. And again, yes, I think people were waiting to hear, again, how we're going to tackle these real issues as opposed to blaming Trump or blaming, you know, the Republicans. And he went on and on about the border thing and, you know, the border bill that he needs. But, of course, you know what he can do? He can walk into the Oval Office in the morning and he can say, bring me those executive orders that I rescinded. I'm going to reverse those today, right? And he could do that so easily. But it's all just a game. It's all just a game. Hey, we're hearing from Lucy this morning as well, listening on 9:30 The Answer this morning. She says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. My best friend and I decided to watch the State of the Union address. We lasted 10 minutes. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. She says, reminded us of that angry uncle who seems to yell just for the sake of yelling. After a while, you just stop listening. Thank you, she says. Well, yes, thank you, Lucy, and I'm glad that I hope that you're doing very well these days as well, and glad to hear from you this morning. And I think what you just said, Lucy, encapsulates what a lot of people are thinking out there, just like what we heard there even from Britt Hume, that clip. People see him as being that angry old man. And, you know, age really is not the operative factor here. It's not the only one, but it's the way that Biden is presenting himself. It's the way that that they must have thought, look, if you go out there and you yell, and you go out there and you scream, and you go out there and you, it's almost like, you know, just pound the podium and look like you're mad. That's going to make the voters, I guess the younger voters, think that, okay, you know, Biden's not old and senile. He's strong and yelling and this kind of thing. But it did come off, and Lucy, you hit it right on the head. He comes off as that angry uncle, right? And usually that angry uncle shows up where? At Thanksgiving, birthday parties, you know, Christmas time, you know, family gatherings. And they have to kind of tell you their take on things. And at some point, I actually did, and I'm going to say this, I'm just, you know, this is for entertainment purposes only, this one, but at some point, I would have not been surprised at all, if he would have yelled at the Republicans to get off his lawn. I fully expected it at that point, because he was just so angry about everything. Anger is not strength in that regard. You can project strength because people say, okay, good. Well, you've got things under control. This looked like it's all out of control. And they all know it. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Much more here on this Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know what, folks? We are cooking with gas at this point. I really do think we are. And you know what? We're not ashamed of that. We are unabashedly cooking with gas here on this program, and we don't care. We don't care what the Biden administration thinks about that. We're going to happily go about our merry way cooking with gas here on the show. All right, welcome back, Kyle Warren, with you. Of course, it is the Friday edition. It's finally here. It is Friday, so we hope that you have a great Friday. Great things planned today as you head into your weekend. And after this State of the Union, I just think everybody needs a rest, especially Joe Biden. What frightens me, my friends, and in all seriousness, is this is not the Joe Biden we see out there when he's, you know, doing these whatever it is he's doing that day, where he makes some comments or things like that, or kind of walks by and so forth. So I don't know. I mean, you know, as I said earlier, do they have to take away the presidential Starbucks card or something? Because it just seemed like he was kind of amped up, and I don't know with what or how or anything like that, but it just seemed to me that this is the reason why he was yelling almost the entire time. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got John in Sarasota giving us a call. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. Amped up. I have maybe three brief comments.
Sure.
when Adolf Hitler was Chancellor of Germany, he had a doctor named Theodor Morell. And Theodor Morell would inject him with all kinds of concoctions, and he would go out there, and he would, he was angry, he was inhale. Kind of reminded me tonight of when the Democratic Party, all the women in white, as they usually do, get up and applaud. So with that being said, maybe Joe followed the old chancellery adage. You know, the angrier I get, the more they respond. As far as the State of the Union, nothing has changed in 48 hours. Kind of like Alice going to Wonderland and falling down the rabbit hole. kind of like Daffy Duck on methadone. I don't know. All these things equate to. Joe Biden talks about abortion. He's not going to win conservative women with that issue. He talked about the first thing was Ukraine. I could only stomach about 25 minutes. Ukraine. You know, he talked about things of that he, you know, the party has always discussed. Had nothing to do with strengthening our country. So, I don't think we missed anything as far as, you know, the people that follow you and are concerned about the country. He even misrepresented that little girl, the medical student's name.
That's right. Yeah, called her Lincoln. Exactly. Yeah.
No change. He reminded me of Adolf Hitler kind of giving the speech when Berlin was being trampled. And you ever see those videos where Adolf is, his eyes are coming out of his head, his hands are screaming. Far less he didn't hit the podium, but he would have started smacking the podium. That's what it kind of hit. Yeah, unhinged.
Oh yeah.
Unhinged. But, you know, Kyle, we are in good shape. A caller yesterday said something about the poll numbers, and I had to agree with him. Donald Trump is not taking a commanding lead, at least from what we're being shown. So there is some concern. But, that, you know, that's my take. We could go on forever. If you had a four-hour talk show, like you do.
Well, we
like
do.
Like I say, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think we have to persuade the people on your show of the comments, the situations. I think the people we need to persuade, I don't think will be persuaded. Unfortunately, that's just one man's opinion. But listen, enjoy your weekend. Always good talking with you. And Dr. Morale is the man, I think Joe saw last night.
Yes, I think you're on to something, John. I appreciate the call, and we'll talk soon. Have a great weekend.
You too. An elderly man meaning well.
All right.
Adios, my friend.
All right. Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Appreciate the telephone call. Yeah, see, that's the thing. See, I'm telling you, great minds think alike here because something was going on. This is not the normal Joe Biden, and that's not a good way of putting it. Now, on some other shows, maybe, other networks, and some other pundits, they may say, this wasn't the normal Joe Biden, and America finally saw just how strong and virile he truly is. And I'm sure Joe Scarborough is probably just over the moon at this thing. Whatever. But, I think most people are kind of like what John was talking about and what Lucy was saying earlier. You know, they tuned in, but it's kind of like, okay, this is almost too painful. I mean, this isn't supposed to be torture, but it kind of was. You know what else was kind of torture? Was if you're in the Supreme Court of the United States of America and Joe Biden comes along and he starts going after the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court is sitting right there. I seem to recall Obama doing something real similar to that. But here's the deal, folks. Here's the deal, right? Okay, I think we have this clip. I think we have this clip. So let's listen in. You know, let's just go after the Supreme Court rather while they're right there and explain to them somehow something about electoral and political power against the Supreme Court. What? Okay, all right. Let's listen in.
Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away?
What freedom else would you take away?
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women
okay,
are not
okay,
allowed
to... Stop right there. Stop right there. Back it up just a little bit. Whenever you hear, in this context, whenever you hear, with all due respect, get ready. Whatever's coming is not respectful. Let's listen in.
Women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you're right about that.
Okay. Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, so, all right. So, again, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Democrat representatives and senators, with all due respect, don't forget the Supreme Court doesn't follow the political agenda, okay, right? The Supreme Court has to make decisions, and I feel like, you know, now it's remedial learning time for Biden and Harris and others, right? The Supreme Court doesn't make political decisions. They're not swayed by what happens in the election. They're supposed to be. They're supposed to interpret the Constitution and make findings as a matter of law. They have to be able to support those findings. This is why it takes a long time, many times, for the Supreme Court to actually do something. So that's part of our process. It's supposed to be deliberative. It's not supposed to be overnight. Well, let's take a poll. Okay, well, now we know what the Supreme Court needs to decide. It needs to be decided on a matter of law. And by the way, the Democrat Party elite keep throwing so many things legally, right? And these prosecutors and so forth, they throw so many things legally at Donald Trump that they know won't stand up and eventually get overturned by the Supreme Court or put aside or what have you. And then what do? They run out and they say, look how political the Supreme Court is. Well, that's because... geniuses, you put something together that wasn't ever going to pass muster to begin with, but yet you put it out there, and then people say, oh my gosh, yes, look how the Supreme Court's protecting Trump. No, the Supreme Court is there to protect the law. So this is the way the game is played. But certainly, and being a co-equal branch of government, if they returned Roe v. Wade to the states. And you're talking about our democracy under attack. What's more democratic than that? Especially if it's not legitimately a matter of law in the Constitution. And guess what? Joe Biden can tell Congress, let's get a constitutional amendment going. He could tell the states that. There is a process in this country. But they don't want to tell you that. They just want you to get angry. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Look ahead as we battle, try and focus on it. I won't be fooled by a sheep in a magic. It must have been just a cowboy kind of other fast.
Hey, thanks so much to Wally for your direct message. Wally writes in, he says, Wilco stole my lines. He says, Biden has done more damage in 3 years than any other president in 2 terms. Well, I think you're both right, Wally. Absolutely. I do think you're both right. Wally listening in on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship home station in Tampa, Florida. Everybody listening on 930, welcome to you as well. And everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to our great radio, AM and FM radio affiliates. We appreciate them very, very much. They work very hard for the show. And, folks, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. And right now we've reached the point of the program. We are going to play our first song of the morning. This keeps you going. Maybe take your mind a little bit off the State of the Union. Maybe a little bit in terms of the decline of the State of the Union, it would seem. I think Speaker Johnson was spot on in his comments prior to the State of the Union, and that really it's a state in decline. It's very, very sad. It's really something that, and it's very serious, by the way. You know, we're having a lot of fun this morning, as we always do, but, the seriousness of the nature of this really just can't be overstated. It can't be overstated how much is on the line, and it's almost insulting, I think, for the president to come out and give this kind of a speech with this much of a, you know, sort of a crazy tone to it, you know, yelling and all this stuff. And it just, it's, and obviously a political speech. It's election year. I get it. But I just think the American people really deserved something different than that. Something different from, I'm angry and I'm just not going to stop doing this attitude. You know, they say, oh, well, Trump, you know, he, you know, speaks extemporaneously off the cuff or this kind of, he can be harsh or things like that. Are we going to get any of those criticisms of Biden? Really? This seemed to be pretty darn harsh on just about everybody. Okay, folks, as we said, it's time to play our first song in the morning. Keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you moving through this Friday edition in the early morning hours, the wee hours throughout the country. I think we got a great one here because we mentioned this just a few days ago on the program. We played a couple of great songs by Heart, and it was more from their 80s era when we played, I think it was Nothing at All. That's a pretty cool song. But this kind of goes back to the very beginning. This from Little Queen, where they really started to get some success here. And this is a cool track. And this is a rocker, my friends. And it is nothing else other than Barracuda. Queen, that's Heart, of course, and that's it. That is just a really cool track, and it really stands up over the test of time, in my opinion. Now, just briefly, you know, one of the cool things about that track, I think a lot of people, you know, they obviously notice the guitar, you know, the gallop, that thing, that's really cool, and the whammy bar stuff, all the things that are going on with that. But I'll tell you this, I think also what really just glues that together is the drums. If you really listen to it, the drums are being played. They're not, it's not too much, and it just it just kind of opens up everything. Especially when they get past the verse and everything. So that's just my opinion. It's very listenable, and you can just listen to it over and over and over again. So I think it's pretty cool. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. We'll take a quick look at our national weather scene here real quick. This from the National Weather Service. And, yes, something did just fall down on the desk there. scattered heavy snow over parts of central and southern Rockies. That's because I'm rocking out too much when we play something like that. There is a threat of flash flooding and severe weather that moves eastward each day from the southern plains to the southeast from Thursday through Saturday. So we're in that time zone here right now, that time period. There is a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the southeast on Friday. All right. Now we're going to find out a front extending from the upper Great Lakes to the southern high plains on Thursday evening moves eastward into the lower Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and Central Gulf Coast by Saturday evening. Moisture pooling along the front will aid in developing showers and severe thunderstorms over the central southern plains and middle Mississippi Valley. Therefore, they've issued a slight risk of a severe thunderstorms over parts of the southern plains through Friday morning. All right. So, we're finding out that on Friday, as the system moves eastward, showers and thunderstorms will expand into the Ohio, middle, lower Mississippi, and Tennessee valleys, along with the southeast and central southern Appalachians. The threat of excessive rainfall increases over parts of the southeast. Therefore, they've issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over the southeast from Friday into Saturday morning. The associated heavy rain will create numerous areas of flash flooding. Furthermore, many streams may flood, potentially affecting larger rivers. All right, so we've got a front moving onshore to the Pacific Northwest on Friday, moving into the northern Rockies and central California by Saturday evening. The storm will produce rain and snow at higher elevations over parts of the Northwest and northern California from Friday to Saturday evening. So, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece, of course. And by the way, if you ever have a song suggestion that you'd like to hear, you're more than welcome. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And we'll be more than happy to see if we can get that on the playlist for you. Well, once again, folks, we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour. Can't believe hour number one has flown by in this manner as it has this morning. A lot to talk about. We've had some great calls already, some great direct messages, and we're looking forward to talking to you on the other side of your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything, and then, of course, we'll come back and talk about everything and take your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And again, send us a direct message at KyleWarrenShow.com. Hard to believe, but hour number one officially now in the books. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.